Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow here with you. The Eagles and the Giants, of course, playing on Sunday. It's a traditional rivalry in the NFC East, and it's one the Eagles have fared well in of late. Now, Eli Manning's the quarterback.
Yes.
First-round draft pick of the San Diego Chargers in 2004. He's been a starter for the Giants ever since. Eagles have had good success against him, so we figured why not put a list together of the top Eagles moments against Eli.
Exactly. By the way, he has faced them 28 times. Eagles are 18-10. I don't know that any quarterback's ever played against the Eagles more games.
I would think not.
Right?
I would think not.
And the Eagles are 14-4 in his last 18. So the Eagles have done very well against him. Here are my favorite moments. Number one, we'll go chronologically. 2008 playoffs, Dave, we remember that. The Giants come in as the number one seed. Eagles get in as the sixth with that weird 9-6-1 season. Giants, big favorite in that game in New York. I just want to give you the fourth quarter. Eagles enter the fourth quarter. They're up 20-11 in the fourth. Giants first drive, punt. Second drive, Eli stuffed on a quarterback sneak at 4th-and-1. Then he gets picked up by Quentin Michael with the Eagles up 23-11. Gets the ball back one more time with 2 minutes to go. Short pass to Steve Smith. Fumbled. Eagles recover. Run out the clock. Win. A fun, exciting surprise game. We loved it.
A dominant performance. I remember Trent Cole making big plays in that game somewhere along the line, too. The Eagles really got into the – you know, you can't even imagine Eli Manning on a quarterback sneak now. I mean, if there's any quarterback who is shying away from contact at this point in his career – at the age of 36, you think Eli's going to take any quarterback sneak
now? No, that would be a really bad strategy. Yeah. Give him one of these, he falls.
Yes. 2008, he did it, and the Eagles rose to the occasion.
All right, 2010. This is a Week 10 matchup. Both teams going in at 6-3, so it's one of those early who's going to own the division. It's close entering the fourth quarter. Eagles are up 16-10, and then Eli fumbles on consecutive plays. Then LeSean McCoy scampers 153 yards for a touchdown. Eli gets the ball back, throws an interception on the first play, except Asante Samuel fumbles it back. And then 4th-and-6, Eli scrambles for a first down, but he fumbles. Eagles get the ball. I can go back and forth, but here's his fourth quarter that day. Eli against the Eagles fourth quarter that day in Philly. 4-for-11, 37 yards, had a TD. 2 interceptions, 3 fumbles. Perhaps the worst quarter of football he has ever played. We got to enjoy it here as the Eagles beat him, first of 3 consecutive Sunday night wins against New York.
And what's remarkable about this, and we've got one game to go here, is that Eli Manning has won 2 Super Bowls. So there's an argument to be made that he will one day end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but not because of the way he's played against the Eagles.
Not because of the way he's played against the Eagles. Every once in a while, there's good Eli, but mostly we get bad. I love
Let's keep it coming on Sunday.
I love the baffled face on the sidelines. All right, here you go. Number 3, October 2014 at the Link. Eagles 4-1 going in. The Giants were 3-2, but they were 0-2, won the 3. They scored 105 points in those 3 games. Their offense was clicking, but the Eagles' defense was ready. 8 sacks on Eli that day. Connor Barwin had 3. Vinnie Curry had 2. The Eagles beat him 27-0. First shutout since 1996. Remember how much fun that one was?
A back in black kind of game, I believe it was.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
good pull, Dave.
So the Eagles very, very much having their way with Eli Manning, particularly of late. Let's keep it going on Sunday, the home opener against the Giants. Thanks for joining us.